Hello and welcome to the Shireen Francis Show. This is yours truly, Shireen, and I'm super stoked right now to record my first podcast episode. So what I want to do is introduce myself, who I am, why I'm here, and a little bit about what I'm doing. And I'm just really honored, first of all, that you stopped to listen to this girl here. I am just one of those creative, fun, excited about life type of gals. And you know, what's so amazing to me is how we have these small opportunities of connecting and hearing one another's stories. So I feel honored that you're listening. So I will say this, I am very humble. I'm humble in saying that I'm humble. I don't usually talk about myself unless someone's interviewing me. However, I'm going to do my best to share as much as I feel is appropriate or enough for us to get on this journey of learning and growing and exploring. So, who am I? I don't like titles, I'll tell you this. I really don't like titles, especially considering the industry I work in. However, I would just love to say that I'm a human, first of all. I am Shireen. Shireen is my title. That's my given name, at least. I'm multifaceted. I am a mother. I am a daughter. I'm a wife. I'm a sister. I'm a spiritual leader. I am a business coach. I'm a professional speaker, teacher, writer, actor, director, producer. I am a creative and I just like being who I am. And there are tons of things that I'm doing. Projects that light me up are always around my why. And when I say my why, it's just my why and my reason for waking up every morning, my reason for staying present in every moment of life. And my why, what that is that I just love the idea that you can have an idea, you can receive or download or incubate an idea or a passion in your mind, and then it comes to pass after you take action. I think that's brilliant. And so forever, for as long as I can remember at least, this idea of manifesting potential, specifically for me, it's divine potential, pure, unadulterated, beautiful ideas that are, you know, that's divine to me. So manifesting your divine potential is a concept to me that's all about, you know, really taking your ideas, incubating them, cultivating them, and putting them out there and making them become physical form in our reality. And so I'm passionate about that. I'm passionate about human potential, which is, you know, this idea that we can continue to grow and expand, and we have infinite capabilities. Like, that is just mind-blowing to me. I'm excited about life and living on the planet. And I will tell you that that wasn't always the case, but I've learned that although I am so cosmic and love to think about infinity and potential and eternity, I've realized that although we are these wonderful spiritual divine beings, that we do occupy a human body, and so we might as well love life down here on the planet too. One of my favorite passages, actually. It's taken from the Bible. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. I highly recommend reading that book. It's like a 1 hour read if you read fast. Okay, let's say 2 hours. And it continuously talks about, you know, the meaning of life. If you want to know the meaning of life, go read it. The meaning of life, or the purpose of life, is just to eat, enjoy your loved ones, and enjoy the fruit of your labor, your work. So enjoy your career, enjoy your relationships, and eat good. So I love that. And so for me, I really am passionate about, okay, how can we just live our best lives down here? And your ideas and your creativity is a way of enjoying your work. So play, fun, joy, those are all freedom. They're just high values for me. And so this is why I'm here. And this is why I'm even doing this podcast, because I'm able to spread that message, and I'm able to talk about those things, which are so, exciting and exhilarating for me. So now, how I do this, how do I do this thing called manifesting your divine potential or human potential? How do we do this? Well, for me, I know that my gift is through stage, teaching. Anything that has to do with stage and media is me. I just crown myself the queen of media. That's me. I'm a media queen. I'm a stage queen. I love speaking, teaching, mentoring, acting, directing, producing in business. I consult and coach in those areas. And so that's how I do this. Anything related to my why, usually I'm working with, you know, thought leaders and wellness coaches, or just people that are passionate about a particular message or mission, and helping them create projects that really, express those ideas. So that's how I do it. And I'm particularly fascinated about, you know, I've said humans, I love humans, but and to take that even, you know, a little bit close to earth, is I love exploring a persona, an individual, and their personal brand, or their persona, or their personal development, their transformation. And that's why a lot of my work has been in the areas of personal development, coaching, personal branding, image consulting, communication, and how do we express ourselves, our identity, and know ourselves, and evolve and grow and change and create. And all of that is just, you know, what I do. It's what I do. I have a digital agency that consults in that area. And so, you know, my philosophy truly is this idea of us as individuals understanding who we are, and taking our ideas and having the confidence to really create, and that is how we express our divine potential. I will share what I call my four pillars of doing this thing. And those four pillars include mindset, 1, branding, 2, marketing, 3, and sales, 4. Now, those are all very businessy terms, but I do want to say they apply not just to your business, not just to an individual, but it applies to teams, and really it applies to all aspects of life. Let me use an example. So let's talk in the context of even relationships, right? Before you, when you're ready to, you know, find the one or something like that, you will have this place where you start, which is called your mindset, right? So that's my first pillar. That's the first pillar mindset. And in that place of relationships and how that context is, you know, do you have the confidence of who you are that you can be loved deeply? Do you even love yourself? Because you can't love, you know, anyone in a further degree beyond of what you love yourself, right? So mindset would be the first step. Then the second step being branding, you know, when we're looking for that mate, we brand ourselves, we get dressed, we walk a particular walk and talk, right? And we sometimes exaggerate it in the beginning because we really are passionate about connecting and attracting, right? So, you know, that includes everything from the visual to what we say, right? Our message and who we are, right? Our identity. And then the marketing part comes. We put ourselves on the market. I'm looking or dating online, offline, going to events and, you know, that sort of thing. And then, you know, the last pillar four is just, sell, you know, can you sell yourself in your relationship, right? Can you go for the ask and say, I do? Or really communicate your love for someone and your commitment to them. So those pillars for me, although I teach them in business and they are so relevant in all of the projects that I am a part of, I find that they are a great guideline for how we communicate and how we do this thing called life with others, right? So I love those pillars, and I actually go a lot more deeper in them in the next episode. So after you watch and after you listen, actually, I'm so used to camera. but after you listen to this, head over to that episode to go more in depth with all four pillars. And so, you know, I'm going to share a little bit about my story. And I know that throughout this whole podcast journey, that there'll be many opportunities for you to hear that. But I'll just say it raw as it is right now. You know, where I am today really was a journey. And it has been a process of growth, of exploration, of sadness, of joy. I grew up in a very traumatic situation where I didn't quite have all of the support I needed to thrive growing up as much as I needed to. And I believe everything happens for a reason, but let's just say my childhood left me in a position where I was very insecure, not confident at all, especially in regards to my self-worth and who I was as an individual. And so, you know, growing up as a teenager, as a young woman, I bounced around a lot in terms of what I wanted to do, and I actually knew what I wanted to do with my life, but I never had the confidence. And on top of that, life did throw me a lot of curveballs, financial instability, relationship instability in terms of with my parents, relocating and moving a dozen times, and just so much unpredictability in my life. And in the midst of that, what did happen was this pursuit for finding success. There was just something about all that I was going through that really put my eye on a mark. And there was something about who I was being. I don't know if I learned it from someone or what, but I knew that there was greatness inside of me, and I am an old soul, I would say, and growing up in a spiritual environment too also cultivated that idea. Nevertheless, I continued to pursue success, and defining what that was it was a journey in itself. But I will say this, I had to go through those four pillars. I had to do some major mindset coaching, therapy, learning work on myself, and spent thousands of dollars doing that, spent hundreds and thousands of hours doing that. And that was the first place. Branding, right? Which is identity. Socrates says, know thyself. And I had to strip the layers of what others would use to define me, and even myself keeping boxes and boxes and boxes around who I was being, had to strip those layers and really uncover, and not even uncover, but decide and choose who I wanted to be, how I want to be, and what my identity and expression would be in this lifetime. And then marketing, which was both strategy, but the confidence as well, to speak up, let my authentic voice be heard, go into domains and industries, whether I had an expertise or not, and putting myself out there consistently in order to acquire whatever it is I wanted. And that's included in business and in life, right? I took a plunge with my husband, which, you know, that's another story. And I think the last thing for me was learning that, you know, sales, when I talk about sales and myself and in my story, is truly about trusting that I have value, that someone would want to buy into me, and that I was more than enough, and that I had more value than I could even imagine, that someone would benefit from who I was being, my presence, my services. And, you know, that cultivation, all four of those steps, I don't want to say have any of them perfect, but I will say that it was a journey, and it has gotten to me to where I am today. And you can find out where I am today at ShireenFrancis.com. And that's still evolving and growing. And I love exploring other stories. I love getting into the minds of those that are successfully manifesting their divine potential. And I will share some interviews from my television show, share some interviews from just times when I've been involved with projects or speaking engagements and things like that. I love exploring those stories of others. And I do love reflecting and learning. And so I do plan to share resources, whether they be from my webinars or talks and what have you, so that we are both gleaning from real life stories and also getting some theory around the application. I do believe that education and application are key to growth. So with that, this is the Shireen Francis Show. I'm so glad that you listened in and that you were here with me. Go ahead and download the next episode. I'm excited for what we're